Thank you for calling the Organizational Staff Analyst Newsline for the week starting Monday, April 25th. Ukraine still lives. One bit of good news. The state legislature has modified pension tiers 5 and 6 in a very beneficial way. Many of our newer members are covered by pension tier 6, and that tier required 10 years of service before fiscal vesting. If a member chose to retire after 9 years, the city would return pension contributions, but no pension at all. As of 2 weeks ago, this was changed to require only 5 years of service for fiscal vesting. This is a major improvement, and we congratulate the public service unions that fought for that change. There were also changes to the rate of pension deductions as affected by overtime, again beneficial, although far less important than the 5-year fiscal vesting. Please note, however, that for full health coverage in retirement, members must complete 10 years of service. One problem for some of our members. Our union has not been successful in convincing all the agencies to coordinate their hiring pool dates. As a result, members can find themselves asked to go to 2 or 3 or even 4 separate hiring pools the same day, same time, but different places. Since none of us can do that, members go to one pool and are marked as failing to report to each of the other pools. Failure to report can knock you off a civil service list. Sheila Gorski, after many tries, was able to persuade the Department of Citywide Administrative Services to set up a procedure to hold members harmless in cases of multiple pools on a single day. If you go to one pool and skip the others, you send DCAS a letter including the invites as well as the one proof of attendance. Keep copies of all this. You will receive a letter in return telling you that you are restored to the list without cost to you. However, recently, the letters from DCAS have sometimes, in error, charged you for one or more of the 3 restorations that you are allowed. This is wrong, and in such a case, contact Danielle or Sheila at the union office. Then follow their instructions. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for calling, and call again next week.